The Clean Indoor Air Act, effective on July 24, 2003, was an amended law that prohibited smoking in virtually all workplaces, including bars, restaurants, bingo halls, and other locations. Private homes, hotel and motel rooms, retail tobacco businesses, cigar bars, and membership associations were exempted from the law. American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, Vice President of Advocacy Blair Horner, also a WAMC commentator, says it was brutally difficult to pass the measures leading to this landmark law.
What you see now is, in New York State, much lower smoking rates than the rest of the country, significant reductions in the smoking rate that outpace the reductions in the rest of the country. And when people don't start smoking, people's lives are saved. And so this was a real life-saving measure that passed 10 years ago, and New York State is reaping the benefits now.
Capital District Tobacco-Free Coalition Director Judy Reitmeier says the expanded law provided smoke-free, healthy workplaces for everyone.
We actually have seen that hospital admissions for acute MIs have gone down. We also have seen tobacco use rates fall. And that has come about because, you know, we're changing the social norm around tobacco use. It, you know, not only made it safe for those workers, but also made it a little more difficult for the smokers. You know, they have to go outside. There's evidence that certain interventions, certain policy changes will affect the tobacco use rates, and one of them are strong clean indoor air policies.
CLASH, or Citizens Lobbying Against Smoker Harassment, is a New York City-based smokers' rights group founded by Audrey Silk. She finds little to celebrate over a decade of the Clean Indoor Air Act.
We said it would be a slippery slope, that once they came to the bars and the restaurants, you gave them that inch, they would take the mile and a half, and they have, from the bars and restaurants and workplaces to outside doorways to parks and beaches. And now they're working on our homes because they got that foot in the door. And regardless of their claims about business and, quote, lives saved, well, we're talking about a personal lifestyle decision. You can't say nobody hasn't been informed that smoking is risky. Now leave us alone.
American Lung Association of the Northeast Vice President of Public Policy and Communications, Michael Seelback, notes there have been major improvements in health over the past 10 years as smoking rates dropped, including a 15% reduction in heart attacks.
This is a resounding success. If you remember 10 years ago, there was fears that bars were going to shut down, restaurants were going to shut down, New York's hospitality industry was going to fall apart. Since that time, we've seen actually increased business, not to mention all the health benefits. The overwhelming majority of New Yorkers are happier and healthier with smoke-free laws, and that's why they keep pushing decision-makers to expand smoke-free laws. The governor's literally right now considering signing a bill which would make all hospital grounds completely smoke-free.
While the expanded Clean Indoor Air Act has been successful, Blair Horner notes that there are still things the state must do to counter marketing efforts of the tobacco industry.
One is that the tobacco industry now is offering candy and fruit-flavored tobacco products, non-cigarette tobacco products, in an effort to entice kids to start smoking or chewing. And so we would like to see the sale prohibited in the state of New York. The city of New York has already done that.
New York State Commissioner of Health Dr. Nirav Shah will speak at the Gateway Diner on Central Avenue in Albany on Wednesday at 11 during an anniversary celebration sponsored by the Capital District Tobacco-Free Coalition. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.